नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य कृदन्तवर्गे विंशः पाठः सेप्टेम्बर् मासस्य नवमः दिनाङ्कः. अद्य वयं ल्यप् प्रत्ययस्य परिचयं प्राप्नुमः. योऽन्तः प्रविश्य ममवाचमिमां प्रसुप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधरस्वधाम्ना अन्यांशहस्तचरणश्रवणत्वगादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम्. गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्मि गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. आदौ किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. गतवर्गे अस्माभिः अधीतः प्रत्ययः क्त्वा प्रत्ययः. प्रयोगे त्वा इति श्रूयते. अयं भावार्थकः प्रत्ययः, अर्थात् क्रियां बोधयति. सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः प्रत्ययः भवति. समानकर्तृकयोः पूर्वकाले इति सूत्रस्य नियमः. यदा एकः एव कर्ता एकाधिकां क्रियां करोति तदा पूर्वकालिकक्रियायाः क्त्वा प्रत्ययः भवति. क्त्वा प्रत्ययः अर्थद्वयं सूचयति, अर्थत्रयं वा. एकं क्रियां बोधयति, सा क्रिया कीदृशी? पूर्वकालिकक्रिया. So it will always denote a kriya which happened before another kriya, which preceded another kriya, and it also indicates that both the actions were done by the same person. Okay, so kriya, purvakalikatvam, samanakartatvam, all three aspects are conveyed by the ktva pratyaya. Ktva pratyayantam padam अव्ययं भवति इत्यपि दृष्टवन्तः. तत्र अनिट् धातूनां क्त्वा प्रत्ययान्तरूपाणि कथं भवन्ति, तत्र के नियमाः अनुसर्तव्याः इति ज्ञातवन्तः. प्रथमः अंशः स्मर्तव्यः गुणनिषेधः. क्त्वा प्रत्ययः कित् इत्यतः गुणः न भवति. यत्र धातुः हलन्तः अस्ति तत्र हल् सन्धिः भवति. केषाञ्चन धातूनां सम्प्रसारणं भवति. सम्प्रसारणं नाम य व र ल एतेषां वर्णानां स्थाने इ उ ऋ ल इत्येते वर्णाः भवन्ति. यथा वप् धातोः उक्त्वा, वद् धातोः उदित्वा, यज् धातोः इष्ट्वा, ग्रह धातोः गृहीत्वा. एतत् सर्वं सम्प्रसारणम् इत्युच्यते. क्त्वा प्रत्यये परे सम्प्रसारणं भवति. सेट् धातूनां क्त्वान्तरूपाणि कथं भवन्ति इत्यपि ज्ञातवन्तः. तत्र इडागमे विशेषः अस्ति. केषाञ्चन सेट् धातूनामपि क्त्वा प्रत्यये परे इट् न भवति. यथा उकारान्ताः भूधातुः, नूधातुः, एते सेट् धातवः, किन्तु भूत्वा, नुत्वा इति क्त्वा प्रत्यये परे इडागमः न भवति. एवमेव ऋकारान्तानां, उकारान्तानां, ऋकारान्तानां च धातूनाम् अयं नियमः, इडागमः न भवति. यथा तृ तीर्त्वा, कृ कीर्त्वा इत्यादि भवति. त्वा इत्यस्य पूर्वम् इकारः न भवति इत्यर्थः. पुनश्च गुणविषये नियमाः सन्ति. कदाचित् गुणः भवति, कदाचित् विकल्पेन भवति. यदि धातुः रलन्तः अथवा हलन्तः इति सामान्यतः चिन्तयामः, पूर्वम् इकारः उकारो वा अस्ति तर्हि विकल्पेन गुणः भवति. यथा लिख् धातोः लिखित्वा लेखित्वा, कुप् धातोः कुपित्वा कोपित्वा इत्येवं रूपद्वयं भवति इति एतान् सर्वान् अंशान् ज्ञातवन्तः. अद्य अग्रिमं प्रत्ययं पश्यामः. ल्यप् इति प्रत्ययः अष्टमः प्रत्ययः अस्माभिः अधीयमानः. अयं स्वतन्त्रः प्रत्ययः न. इट् इस् नाट् एन् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् प्रत्यय. इट् इस् ओन्ली अ सब्स्टिट्यूशन् फार् क्त्वा. अतः यत्र यत्र क्त्वा तत्रैव ल्यपः प्रसक्तिः. आदौ एकं श्लोकं पठामः. हनुमतः विषये प्रसिद्धः श्लोकः. उल्लङ्घ्य सिन्धोः सलिलं सलीलं यशोकवह्निं जनकात्मजायाः आदाय तेनैव ददाह लङ्कां नमामितं प्राञ्जलिराञ्जनेयम् इति श्लोकः. यः किं कृतवान्? सिन्धोः सलिलम् उल्लङ्घ्य लङ्घनं कृत्वा. हेविङ्ग् क्रास्ड् किं सिन्धोः सलिलम्? सिन्धुः नाम समुद्रः. समुद्रस्य जलं सलिलं नाम जलं. समुद्रस्य जलं लङ्घितवान्. कथं लङ्घितवान्? सलीलं सलिलम् इत्यस्य जलम् इत्यर्थः. सलीलं लीलया सहितं नाम अत्यन्तं सुलभतया लङ्घनं कृतवान्. उल्लङ्घ्य सिन्धोः सलिलं सलीलम् उल्लङ्घ्य लङ्घनं कृत्वा अग्रे किं कृतवान्? यशोकवह्निं जनकात्मजायाः. जनकात्मजा सीता. सीतायाः शोकवह्निं शोकः दुःखम् एव. वह्निः नाम अग्निः. अग्निः इव प्रबलः यः शोकः दुःखं तदेव आदाय स्वीकृत्य. तेनैव सः अग्निः शोकरूपः अग्निः तेन अग्निना लङ्कां ददाह दग्धवान् लङ्कायाः दहनं कृतवान्. तम् आञ्जनेयं तादृशं हनूमन्तं प्राञ्जलिः नमामि. प्राञ्जलिः वित् फोल्डेड् हेण्ड्स् नमामि नमस्करोमि इत्यर्थः. अत्र क्रियात्रयं विद्यते. आदौ समुद्रस्य लङ्घनं कृतवान् ततः अग्निं स्वीकृतवान् सीतायाः शोकरूपम् अग्निं स्वीकृतवान् ततः लङ्कां दग्धवान् तत्र पूर्वकालिकक्रियायाः. So as I said, ल्यप् is used in exactly the same context as क्त्वा. That is to indicate a action which precedes another action. So here, for लङ्घना and स्वीकरण. उल्लङ्घ्य आदाय. उल्लङ्घ्य लङ्घित्वा इत्यर्थः. आदाय गृहीत्वा इत्यर्थः. So उल्लङ्घ्य आदाय इति पदद्वयं ल्यबन्तम्. सो ल्यप् प्रत्ययः कानिचन रूपाणि पश्यामः. प्रणम्य पराजित्य अपहृत्य संरक्ष्य अनुगत्य अवस्थाय निश्चित्य विशिष्य आनीय नियोज्य. सर्वत्र यः यकारः श्रूयते, द य पार्ट् नाट् द प्रीवियस् लेटर्. सो द य पार्ट् आफ् आल् दीस् वर्ड्स् इस् ल्यप्. सो देट् इस् हौ वि ऐडेण्टिफै इट् ल्यप्. सो देर् इस् वन् मोर् थिङ्ग् विच् इस् आल्वेस् असोसियेटेड् वित् ल्यप् विच् इस् द प्रिफिक्स् द उपसर्ग. उपसर्गाणां विषये अद्यैव किञ्चित् अधिकं जानीमः. सो प्र परा अप सम अनु अव निस् वि आ नि. सो एते सर्वेपि उपसर्गाः. अतः यत्र ल्यप् भवति तत्र धातोः पूर्वं नम् इति धातुः, धातोः पूर्वं प्र इति उपसर्गः. जि इति धातुः, ततः पूर्वं परा इति उपसर्गः. हृ इति धातुः, पूर्वम् अप इति उपसर्गः. अतः यत्र धातोः पूर्वम् उपसर्गः भवति तत्र क्त्वा प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने ल्यप् प्रत्ययः भवति इति नियमः. तर्हि ल्यपः विषये केचन अंशाः. ल्यप् इति प्रत्ययस्य पूर्णं रूपं, वस्तुतः प्रयोगे य इत्येव श्रूयते. लकारः पकारः च इत् संज्ञां प्राप्नुतः, अतः य इत्येव श्रूयते. सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः अयं प्रत्ययः भवति सोपसर्गाणां, यदा उपसर्गः अस्ति. अतः उपसर्गपूर्वकेभ्यः धातुभ्यः क्त्वा प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने ल्यप् भवति. सो दट् इस् द रूल् टु रिमेम्बर् आल्वेस्. सो ल्यप् इस् फौण्ड् ओन्ली आन् धातुस् विच् आर् प्रिसीडेड् बै एन् उपसर्ग. सो इन् द काण्टेक्स्ट् आफ् क्त्वा, अतः अर्थः समानः. क्त्वा प्रत्ययस्य यः अर्थः, स एव अर्थः ल्यप् प्रत्ययस्यापि. समानकर्तृकयोः क्रिययोः पूर्वकालिकक्रियां सूचयति. सो वेन् अ सीरीस् आफ् एक्शन्स् इस् पर्फार्म् बै द सेम् इण्डिविजुवल्, देन् द अर्लियर् एक्शन्स्, सो अदर् देन् द फैनल् वन् आल् द अर्लियर् एक्शन्स्. सो इफ् यु हव् 10 एक्शन्स् इन् अ सीरीस्, द फस्ट् 9 केन् आल् क्वालिफै फार् क्त्वा आर् यप्. Okay, so there is no limit on, it just has to be 2 or 3. So as we have seen earlier, it could be a series of many kriyas. The only condition is it has to be purvakala, meaning there should be at least one kriya which happens after this kriya. Okay. So for such actions, we get lyap. So lyabantam api avyayam eva bhavati. Yatha kshvantam avyayam, tatha lyabantam api avyayam bhavati. तत्र उपसर्गाः, उपसर्गाणां विषये किञ्चित् ज्ञातव्यं भवति. सामान्यतः उपसर्गः नाम कः, तेषां के अर्थाः इति. सो दिस् इस् नाट् स्ट्रिक्ट्लि इन् द स्कोप् आफ् दिस् कोर्स्, बट् मेनि पीपल् हव् बिन् आस्किङ्ग् अबौट् इट् अण्ड् प्रसङ्गवशात् सिन्स् इट् फिट् समौ इन् टु द कान्टेक्स्ट् ऐ विल् टेल् अ बिट् अबौट् उपसर्गस् बिफोर् कमिङ्ग् बेक् टु ल्यप्. सो उपसर्गः धातोः पूर्वं प्रयुज्यमानः शब्दः. सो उपसर्गस् आर् वर्ड्स् विच् वि यूस् प्रिसीडिङ्ग् अ धातु. सो जस्ट् बिफोर् द धातु वि यूस् दोस् वर्ड्स्. सो देर् आर् 22 उपसर्गस्, द्वाविंशतिः उपसर्गाः सन्ति. प्र, परा, अप, सम्, अनु, अव, निस्, निर्, दुस्, दुर्, वि, आङ्, नि, अधि, अपि, अति, सु, उत, अभि, प्रति, परि, उप इत्येते उपसर्गाः भवन्ति. सो दीस् आर् द वर्ड्स्. सो एकः श्लोकः अस्ति एतान् उपसर्गान् स्मर्तुम्. सो द वन् वे इस् जस्ट् बै हेड् दिस् लिस्ट्, दट् इस् पासिबल्. ऐ मीन् ऐ बै हेड् डैरेक्ट्लि द लिस्ट्, बट् देर् इस् अ श्लोक, बिकास् ऐ मीन् बीङ्ग् अ श्लोक always, I mean, in the form of a shloka, it is easier to memorize because of the tune or the rhythm. Okay. So this is a shloka. The split is according to how we split the shloka. Prapara pasaman vavanirdurabhivyadhisudatinipratiparyapayaha. So it has a break. The rhythm has a break for every 3 letters. Okay, so the split is exactly as per the pronunciation, not as per the meaning. So pra para pa samanva vanir durabhivyadhisu datini pratiparyapayah upa angiti vimshati resha sakhe upasarga vidhih kathitah kavina. So it's a shloka. So if we go by the rhythm, it is fairly easy to by heart. Okay, so let's see how, I mean, what is the actual split. So pra, para, apa. So pra, para, pa, saman. So apa is joined with the sandhi. But it is pra, para, apa, sam, anu, ava, nir, dur, abhi, vi, adhi, su, ud, ati, ni, prati, pari, apayaha. So it is actually api. Like harihi hari harayaha, we have apihi api apayaha samasaha. So ete sarve and upa ang iti vimshatihi 20 eshaha sakhe ಹೇ ಸಖೆ ಓ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್, ಏಷಃ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ವಿಧಿ ಕಥಿತ ಕವಿನ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ 20 ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಆಕ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನಿಸ್, ನಿರ್, ದುಸ್, ದುರ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್. ದಿಸ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ನಿರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದುರ್. ಸೊ ದ ನಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದುಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಡ್. ಸೊ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 20. ಸೊ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಪ್ರಪರಾಪಸಮನ್ವವ ನಿರ್ದುರಭಿ ವ್ಯಧಿ ಸೂದತಿ ನಿಪ್ರತಿ ಪರ್ಯಪಯ ಉಪ ಆಂಗಿತಿ ವಿಂಶತಿರೇಷ ಸಖೆ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ವಿಧಿ ಕಥಿತ ಕವಿನ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅ ರಿದಮ್, ಸೊ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಸ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ ನೋ ಹೌ ಟು ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ದ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೈನ್. ಸೊ ದ ಮೇಜರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಇಸ್ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾಃ, ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಏತೇಷಾಂ ಉಪಯೋಗಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. ಉಪಸರ್ಗೇಣ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಃ ಬಲಾದ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ನೀಯತೆ ಪ್ರಹಾರಾಹಾರ ಸಂಹಾರ ವಿಹಾರ ಪರಿಹಾರವತ್ ಇತಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕಃ. ಕಿಂ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಉಪಸರ್ಗೇಣ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಃ, ಧಾತೋಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಬಲಾತ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ನೀಯತೆ, ಧಾತೋಃ ಯಃ ಸ್ವಾಭಾವಿಕಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಸಹ ಪರಿವರ್ತ್ಯತೆ. ಸೊ ದ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಧಾತು ಇಸ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಡಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಚೇಂಜಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಧಾತು. ತದರ್ಥಂ ಉದಾಹರಣಂ ದೀಯತೆ ಪ್ರಹಾರ ಆಹಾರ ಸಂಹಾರ ವಿಹಾರ ಪರಿಹಾರವತ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಧಾತು ಹೃ. ಹೃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಧಾತು, ಹೃ ಧಾತೋ ಹಾರಃ ಇತಿ ರೂಪಂ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕೃತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ, ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಘೈ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ. ಘೈ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಹಾರಃ ಇತಿ ರೂಪಂ ಭವತಿ. ಹಾರಃ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಮಾಲಾ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗಾರ್ಲೆಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಅ ನೆಕ್ಲೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹಾರ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಧಾತು. ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಆಡ್ ದ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಸ್ ಪ್ರಹಾರಃ, ಪ್ರ ಇತಿ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಚೇತ್ ಕಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಭವತಿ? ಪ್ರಹಾರಃ, ಪ್ರಹಾರ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಟ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ. ಸೊ ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಾರ ಅಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಹಾರ? ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಚೇಂಜ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಚೇಂಜ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಆಹಾರಃ, ಆಹಾರಃ ಭೋಜನಂ ಖಾದ್ಯಂ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ, ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫುಡ್. ಸಂಹಾರಃ, ಸಂಹಾರಃ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್. ವಿಹಾರಃ, ವೆರಸ್ ವಿಹಾರ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್, ವಾಂಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್, ಟೇಕ್ ಅ ಟ್ರಿಪ್ ಆರ್ ಅ ಪಿಕ್ನಿಕ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಹಾರಃ. ಪರಿಹಾರಃ, ಪರಿಹಾರಃ ಇಸ್ ಟು ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ವಿ ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ ಇಟ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರಿಹಾರ. ಸೊ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ವೈಡ್ಲಿ ವೇರಿಯಂಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದ ಧಾತು ಹೂ ಸಮಾನಃ ಕಿಂತು ಭಿನ್ನಾನಾಂ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾಣಾಂ ಯೋಜನೇನ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಭಿದ್ಯತೆ. ಉಪಸರ್ಗೇಣ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಃ ಬಲಾದ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ನೀಯತೆ ಇತಿ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾಣಾಂ ತದೇವ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲ್. ಇನ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾಣಾಂ ಪ್ರಭಾವಃ ತ್ರಿಧಾ ಭವತಿ. ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಂ ಬಾಧತೆ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್, ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ತಂ ಅನುವರ್ತತೆ, ತಮೇವ ವಿಶಿನಷ್ಟಿ ಅನ್ಯಃ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಗತಿ ತ್ರಿಧಾ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಕಿಂ ಕಿಂ ಕರೋತಿ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಃ? ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಂ ಬಾಧತೆ. ಸೊ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಸ್ ದೇ ಚೇಂಜ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡಿಫೈ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥ. ಉದಾಹರಣ ದೃಷ್ಟಂ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರಹಾರಾಹಾರ ಸಂಹಾರ ವಿಹಾರ ಪರಿಹಾರವತ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಅದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್. ಯಥಾ ವಹತಿ, ಸೊ ವಹತಿ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಕ್ಯಾರಿ, ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ವೆರಸ್ ಉದ್ವಹತಿ, ಉದ್ವಹತಿ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾರಿ, ಟು ವೆಡ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ. ವೆರಸ್ ಪ್ರವಹತಿ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಫ್ಲೋ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ವಹತಿ, ಉದ್ವಹತಿ, ಪ್ರವಹತಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಂ ಬಾಧತೆ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್, ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಂ ಸಂಪೂರ್ಣತಃ ಪರಿವರ್ತಯತಿ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರೂಲ್ ದಟ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ವೇ ಟು ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಧಾತು. ಇಟ್ ಕುಡ್ ಬಿ, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೈಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಕುಡ್ ಬಿ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಅನ್ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್. ಸೊ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಂ ಬಾಧತೆ, ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥಂ
anuvartate, whereas some will follow the meaning of the dhatu. That is, there is nothing much which is changed by the upasarga. Like we have vishati and pravishati. There is no difference. Both of them mean to enter. Okay. So sometimes there is no difference at all. Sometimes there could be a slight difference. Say likhati, vilikhati. So both of them are to write. There is no such difference at all which is brought in by the upasarga. It is just a special usage. So tatra kashchit kechana upasargaha dhatam nama dhatvartham anuvartante. So they follow the meaning of the dhatu. That is, they do not change it. They sometimes may add a slight, writes well or such meaning, or sometimes not even that. Okay. So it could be the same meaning of the dhatu. The third kind is tameva vishinashti anyaha. Vishinashti means it adds a special kind of qualification to the dhatvartha. For example, we have gachati. Gachati is to go. Anugachati. Anugachati is also to go. To go behind somebody. So, follow. Ityarthaha. So, it is not totally different or unrelated to the meaning. It is just a special kind of going. So, it is going behind somebody is anugachati. Pratigachati is to go back to where you came from. So, it is going back. Ityarthe pratigachati. Udgachati, to go up. So, all these involve going, but different kinds. Okay. So, dhatvartham vishinashti visheshaha. So, some kind, special kind of the same meaning is given by the upasarga. Okay. So, that is also possible. So, evam dhatvartham badhate kashchit, kashchit tam anuvartate, tameva vishinashti anyaha. So, the same thing can be qualified by a special adjective. So, that is also possible. So, these are the three kinds of functions of an upasarga. Okay. So, in general, we say upasargena dhatvartaha balad anyatra diyate. So, the specifically these three kinds of effects can be seen by the upasarga. So, atra kashtana prashnaha. So, pravishati is prakarshena vishati. There is no prakarsha. Actually, we use it exactly in the same. Actually, if you look at the dhatu patha, it says vishapraveshane. So, the dhatu, the dhatvartha itself is given with the pra upasarga. Okay. So, there is no, sometimes we can say pra indicates prakarsha is something, doing something well and so on. But in this case, there is no such difference. Vishati and Pravishati is both the same. Okay. So, any questions so far on upasargas in general? What is the dhatu of Vishinashti? So, Vishinashti ityatraiva upasargah asti. Vi iti upasargah, Shish iti dhatu. Shinashti shimshtaha. Shimshanti. Vishishya. Vishishtaha. So, vi and shishta. So, the same thing in the tingantarupa, it is vishinashti. Vishishtankaroti. Ityarthaha. So, the next question is asked is, when do we interpret this? Is there any rule which says when it will kada badhate, kada anuvartate, kada vishinashti? No. It is purely by usage that we understand the meaning of the upasarga. Okay, so there is no rule as to certain upasargas do this or even a combination will do this. So any dhatu with upasarga, we have to know the meaning separately. Like we understand the meaning of a dhatu, each dhatu separately. So, each upasarga with the dhatu, we have to understand separately. So, we are going to see that upasarganam arthaha. So, kaha arthaha bhavati upasargasya? Iti prashne. So, all upasargas do not have a specific meaning of their own. Okay. So, upasarganam sviyaha kashchid arthaha. न भवति.
It only modifies the meaning of the dhatu. There is no meaning for an upasarga. There is no independent meaning for an upasarga. But specific upasargas give similar meanings with dhatus. I mean, some of the, there are certain meanings which are commonly given by the upasargas. For example, if you look at the upasarga anu, okay, so it commonly gives the meaning of following something. For example, anugachati is to go behind somebody. Anukaroti is to imitate, do as somebody does. Anuvadati is to repeat after somebody. So with all this, there is that sense of, you know, there is somebody leading and you are following. Okay? So such a sense is normally given by the upasarga anu for many dhatus, but it is not a rule. For example, you have anubhavati. Okay, so anubhavati to experience. It does not have a sense of that. Okay, bhavati, anubhavati, I mean being after somebody. Ityartha nasti, anubhava is different. Okay, so it is not a rule. So generally there are some senses which the upasarga is used in, but it is not a fixed rule. Upa. So, upa is also usually used in the sense of nearby or approaching. So, upagachati is to approach. Upasarpati is the same. Upanishad. So, they say sitting near a teacher and learning. Okay, that is how the word is derived. So, you have the upa there also. But, so if you just have the upavishati, you don't have that sense. Upavishati is just to sit. It need not be sitting near somebody or something. Okay, so the this one is an exception. This is the general sense of the upasarga. And again, most of the upasargas carry multiple senses. I mean, even their usual effects are multiple. We will know by usage. Similarly, a. The upasarga a usually means to, you know, movement. It involves something towards the speaker. So, anayati, to bring. Agachati, to come. Apatati, to fall upon whoever is, whatever. So, this is some kind of an inward movement is indicated, usually by a. But something like ashrunoti. Ashrunoti means to promise. Okay, I said, badhate kashchit. So, there is no general rule as to this upasarga will mean only this, or it will affect only in this way. Always we have to understand upasarga separately. So if it is either dhatvartham anuvartate or vishinashti, then knowing the meaning of the dhatu, we will be able to guess. But in special cases, as in udvahati or some such cases, we will not be. Pratishrunoti or ashrunoti is to promise. So, in such cases, we will not be able to guess. We should know it either through the dictionary or through usage. General usage should be fine. Okay. So, that is about upasargas. Okay. There are a few more questions regarding upasargas. Do upasargas undergo tinganta changes? See, upasarga is just something which is added to the tinganta form. Okay, so it is like an avyaya. It will not undergo any change by itself. You just have to get the tinganta and add it before the tinganta. That is to be remembered. It is not added before the dhatu. It is added before the tinganta. So that is why if you have bhavati, it becomes anubhavati. If you have abhavat, it becomes anuabhavat. Anva bhavati. It does not come before just the this one. Okay. Similarly, pravishati. Pra, for vishati, we have pravishati. But if you have avishat, the lang lakara, it will not be apravishat. It will be pravishat. Pra avishat. So, you get the final tinganta form and then add the upasarga. Always. So, it should come before. I mean, if you have lang lakara, it will come before the pravishat,
ಉಪಾವಿಶತ್ ಪ್ರಾತಿಷ್ಠತ. ಸೊ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕಮ್, ಯು ಫೈನ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಂತ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಆಡ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ. ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಗೋ ಎನಿ ಚೇಂಜ್. ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ಆಡ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಕೃದಂತ? ಯೆಸ್ ಯೆಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್. ಸೊ ಕೃದಂತಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಕೃದಂತಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ವೇರ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ವಿಲ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ದ ಕೃತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. Whereas for others, you can simply, you have again the ready-made kridanta form, you can add the upasarga. Okay. So for some kridantas, you know, having an upasarga, say for example this kthva and lyap, it will matter if do you have the upasarga or not. So if you have upasarga, we add lyap, otherwise kthva. In other cases, it does not matter, we just add the upasarga to the kridanta. Okay. Okay, so there are a few more questions. Is it the way to increase the vocabulary in Sanskrit? Yes, one of the ways, definitely. So the dhatus themselves have multiple meanings. So adding the upasargas does add a very great variety to the meaning. Yes, definitely, because I mean, it having an upasarga, that is, you have 22 upasargas which can be added to the dhatus, and it gives so many more meanings to the dhatus. It leads to a huge increase in the words which are used. Okay. So there is one question which is out of scope of this course. Upasargaha gatihi. So is it same or different? It is different. So they are technical terms used in Vyakarana. So it is basically the same set, the pra, para, etc. So the same set, you have the upasarga samnya, you have the gati samnya, they are called nipatas, they have other samnyas. So the different terms have different usages, the gati we will know sometime later. Maybe at the end of lyapratyaya, I will have to mention the gati, but gati is different from upasarga, it is not exactly the same. Then the question, when do we interpret the pra as prakarshena? As I said, it will depend completely on the context which we are using and the dhatus which we are using. So when do we interpret any upasarga as anything? There is no rule. It is all purely contextual and what is the meaning in which it is used. So there is no rule saying this upasarga will mean this only in that. Okay. Upakarma, upavitam, are these words following lyap? There is no context for lyap in this, right? I mean, whether it is upakarma or upakarma. I mean, it is just an upasarga with the dhatu. So, upasarga with the dhatu, we can have many forms. It will have the tingantas, it will again have all the kridantas. Lyap is only for our particular context. Okay. So, you can have lyap for those dhatus with those upasargas, but not in that form. I mean, upakarma is a separate word by itself. Similarly, upaneetam, veetam, that is, upaveetam, those are already nouns, they are already kridantas. So, we will not have lyap on them. They are upasargas, but. So, is apa, as in apakaroti, also an upasarga? Apakaroti has two upasargas, apa and akaroti. So, that is another rule, we'll see later. It does not, there is no rule that a dhatu should have a single upasarga. So, combinations of upasargas are very, very frequently used, okay? So, three upasargas, sometimes even four upasargas could be seen together. Okay? One after the other, we can use them. Say, you have pratyagachati. So, prati agachati. So, there are two upasargas there. Um,
there is one thing. There are other cases, I don't remember any right now, but you can have three upasargas also, you can even have four. So, upasamhara, so there you have upa and sam, okay. So two upasargas again. So two upasargas are extremely common, but even three upasargas are there. I don't remember any right now. I'll try to give a couple of examples. So, you can have three also, and sometimes, rare cases, there are also four upasargas which come together. So, it will have a specific meaning of its own. Okay. So, we will move ahead. So, the lyap, coming back to lyap. So, upasarganam vishaye jnatam. So yatra upasargaha bhavanti tatra upasarga sahita dhatoho ktva sthane ktva pratyayasya sthane lyap pratyayah bhavati yatha nitva iti ktvantam aniya so nayati anayati nitva aniya so jayati jitva parajitya so para iti upasargah Bhutva anubhuya, kritva anukritya, paktva prapachya. So, pachya dhatuhu. So, the ktva will be paktva prapachya, pathitva prapathya, likhitva vilikhya, rakshitva samrakshya, choraitva Sanchorya, Tadaitva, Pratadya. So, as soon as you have the upasarga, so the same thing will take on the lyap. Okay. So, katham rupani bhavanti iti adhimavarge pashyamaha. Lyabantanam bhinna bhinnebhyaha dhatubhyaha lyap pratyasya yojanam katham iti adhimavarge pashyamaha. Idanim kashchirabhyasaha. Ye vaktum icchanti hastam uttolayantu or unnayantu. So uttolayati. So there again you have the tuladhatu with the ut upasarga. So it means to lift. Ramapriya. So there is a dhatu kritva ityasti upasargasya yojanena kim rupam bhavati iti vaktavyam lyabanta rupam kathaniyam ramapriya you have to unmute yourself you are muted
shruyate va
shruyate
pra kritya
okay let's start with pra because I have that such interest
Prakritya.
Prakritya.
Anukritya.
Anukritya.
Vikritya.
Vikritya.
Adikritya.
Adikritya.
Apakritya.
Apakritya.
Sukritya. Pratikritya. Upakritya.
Upakritya, samyak. So, dhanyavada. So, the meanings do change. So, prakaroti, prakarshena karoti, ityarthaha. So, do something well or excellently or exceedingly or excessively. So, depending on the context. Anukaroti, anukritya is, as I said, to imitate somebody. Vikaroti, vikriti is to change or modify something. Okay. And sometimes it has a negative connotation as in vikara is something which was good, which was spoiled. Ityarthe api bhavati. Adhikaroti, adhikritya. So adhikara is to regarding something. Adhikritya, ityadhikritya. or it is to adhikara is to officiate over a particular thing. So again, there are different senses to the same word also. Apakaroti, apakara is to harm somebody. Su karoti, so su is one upasarga whose meaning is usually does not change. It implies something which is done well. Okay, it has the meaning of good, like the opposite of the dur. Okay, dushkaroti and sukaroti, so does well or spoils. Okay, pratikaroti, so pratikritya, pratikara is to take revenge against something or to resolve a problem. Ityarthayati pratikaroti is to take care of some issue or to take revenge. Pratikaraha, pratikaraha, you have all that. So upakaroti is to help. So samanaha dhatuhu bhinnanam upasarganam yojanena bhinnaha arthaha. So any upasarga you will immediately have lyap. Okay. So as you can see, lyavanta forms are much more common than the kritvanta. Because, I mean, for one dhatu, you have only kritva. So you can have all these and many more lyavantas. Okay, with the different upasargas. Agrimaha dhatuhu gatva ityasti. So bhinnanam upasarganam yojanena kimbhavati. Okay. So, Harmandar Singh.
Namo Nama.
Agatya. Agatya.
Anugatya.
Anugatya.
Avagatya.
Avagatya.
Adhigatya.
Adhigatya.
Sangatya.
Sangatya.
Nirgatya.
Nirgatya.
Pratyagatya.
Pratyagatya. Samyak. So as you can see, there are two pasargas. Prati, agam. So pratyagatya.
Samadhigatya.
Samadhigatya. Samadhigatya. Samadhigatya. Samyak. So agatya. Agachati, to come. Anugatya, to follow. Avagatya. Avagatam va? Avagachati is to understand. So, adhigatya, prapya ityarthaha, to attain or to get something is adhigachati, or to reach also, or to get something. So, sangachati, sangachati is to join, sangachadvam, samvadadvam, samvomanam sijanatam. So, sangachati is to, it could be to join, it also sometimes mean it is good or it fits or is deserving ityarthepi sangachyate ityasya prayogah asti. Nirgatya, to leave, to exit. Pratyagatya, so to come back. Prati agatya, agatya is to come. Pratyagatya, to come back. Samadhigatya, so adhigatya, samadhigatya, samyak adhigatya, samyak prapya ityarthe bhavati. Okay. So, one thing to remember, gam dhatoho atra sarvatra rupadvayam asti vastatah. So, you have agatya, agamya, anugatya, anugamya. Okay. So, agrima varge pashyamaha, gam dhatoho rupadvayam bhavati sarvatra, pratyagamya, pratyagatya, nirgamya, nirgatya, sarvatra api rupadvayam asti. So, here, because it has gatva, I gave agatya, rupadvayam asti, agrima varge pashyamaha. So, tatraivasti yenakshara samamnayam adhigamya maheshwarat. So, maheshwarat akshara samamnayam adhigamya prapya. So, getting the maheshwara sutras or the akshara samamnaya from maheshwara. So, adhigamya iti prayoga hasti pashyamaha. So, next. Swaminathan.
Do you hear me? Aniya.
Aniya.
Anuniya.
Anuniya.
praniya.
Praniya, yes. So there is an atva because of
praniya. Apaniya.
Apaniya.
Unniya.
Unniya.
Nirniya.
Nirniya.
Pratyaniya. Pratyaniya.
No, pratyaniya.
Right. Then some, that's what, samuchaniya.
Samunniya. So, unniya, samunniya.
Samunniya.
So, aniya, anayati, to bring. Anuniya, anunayati, is to try to convince somebody. Praniya, so pranayati is to actually, praniya is to compose or to create something, say, ashtadhyayim praniya. So, having created, composed the ashtadhyayi, ityarthaha. Apaniya, apanayati, to take away something. Unniya, to lift. Nirniya, so to decide. Pratyaniya, so aniya to bring, pratyaniya to bring back. Samunniya, so unniya, samunniya, visheshya arthabhedaha nasti. So, samyak unniya, ityarthaha. Say, Hanuman, Parvatam, Samunniya, Anitavan. Okay. So, not much of a difference with the Upasarga. Yeah. So, evam, Upasarganam yoge, dhatohu, lyap pratyaha bhavati. So, dani, lyabantarupaihi, vakyam yojaniyam, vakyadvayam asti. So, lyabantarupam upayujya, vakyasya yojanam kartavyam.
सह फलानि विक्रीय धनं प्राप्नोति.
सम्यक्. फलानि विक्रीय धनं प्राप्नोति. सो सेलिंग फ्रूट ही गेट्स मनी. सो विक्रीय क्री धातुः. क्रीत्वा क्रीणाति इज टू बाय. विक्रीणाति इज टू सेल.
शत्रुन पराजित्य राजा भवति.
शत्रुन पराजित्य राजा भवति. सो इट शुड बी एक्चुअली पराजयते. दैट इज अ टाइपिंग एरर.
यस.
विपराभ्याम जेह. सो शत्रुन पराजित्य राजा भवति. सो हैविंग डिफीटेड द एनिमीज ही बिकम्स द किंग. धन्यवादाः. Parajitya, so jitva parajitya, so jitva is to win or to conquer, parajayate is to defeat the enemy. So next one, you have Nandakumar Mohan. You have to unmute yourself.
Namaste. I am traveling in different routes. Sometimes the signal can become weak.
Yeah, it's okay. Pardon.
Patrani prakshalya pachati.
Patrani prakshalya pachati. So washing washes the vessels and cooks.
Patrani samarpya.
Pujayati. Samit. Pushpani samarpya pujayati. So offers flowers and worships. Yeah, so this is one case where many people make a mistake. Samarpayitva iti prayogaha bahudha kriyate. Samarpya ityeva shuddham. Samarpayitva iti asadhu. Because there is the upasarga sam, it has to be lyap samarpya ityeva rupam. Okay. Meenakshi. Nashruyate.
श्रूयते वा
श्रूयते
गन्तुं निश्चित्य गन्तुं निश्चित्य प्रतिष्ठते
गन्तुं निश्चित्य प्रतिष्ठते सो हैविंग डिसाइडेड टू गो ही लीव्स प्रतिष्ठते प्रतिष्ठति इज टू स्टे प्रतिष्ठते इज टू लीव सो निश्चित्य प्रतिष्ठते सो हैविंग डिसाइडेड टू गो ही लीव्स इत्यर्थः ही सेट्स आउट हा
सुखम अनुभूय तृप्यति
सुखम अनुभूय तृप्यति सो ही सैटिस्फाइड एक्सपीरियंसिंग द प्लेजर्स सुखम अनुभूय तृप्यति धन्यवाद सो द ल्यबन्त वाक्यानि विक्रीय पराजित्य प्रक्षाल्य समर्प्य निश्चित्य अनुभूय यत्र धातोः उपसर्गः भवति तत्र पूर्वकालिकक्रियायाः ल्यप् प्रत्ययः भवति सो एकं श्लोकं पठित्वा अद्य समापयामः सारी ऐ एम फिनिशिंग अ बिट अर्ली टुडे बिकॉज ऑफ सम अदर वर्क्स दैट आई हैव सो वील रीड वन सुभाषित एंड फिनिश सुविचार्य विधातव्यं कार्यं कल्याणकांक्षिणा यः करोत्यविचार्यैतत् स विशीदति मानवः सुविचार्य विधातव्यं एनीथिंग मस्ट बी डन आफ्टर थिंकिंग वेल सुविचार्य सो अगेन चरति इति धातुः सो देयर आर टू उपसर्गस सु एंड वि सुविचार्य विधातव्यं कार्यं कल्याण कांक्षिणा सो विधातव्यं तव्य प्रत्ययः सो मस्ट बी डन इत्यर्थः कार्यं कल्याण कांक्षिणा यः कल्याणं मंगलं इच्छति सः कार्यं सुविचार्य कुर्यात् यः करोति अविचार्य एतत् ही हू डस दिस ही हू डस समथिंग विथाउट थिंकिंग ऑफ इट सः विशीदति मानवः सो सच अ मैन विल रिग्रेट सो इफ यू डू समथिंग विथाउट थिंकिंग थ्रू इट यू विल रिग्रेट इट सुविचार्य विधातव्यं कार्यं कल्याणकांक्षिणा यः करोत्यविचार्यैतत् स विशीदति मानवः सो सुविचार्य अविचार्य इति उभयं ल्यबन्तम् समानम् इत्युक्ते समाननीतिः अन्येन वाक्येन अपि उच्यते सुचिन्त्य चोक्तं सुविचार्य यत्कृतं सुदीर्घकालेऽपि नयाति विक्रियां सुचिन्त्य च उक्तम् सो दट विच इज सेड आफ्टर थिंकिंग वेल सुविचार्य यत्कृतं एंड दट विच इज डन आफ्टर थिंकिंग वेल सुदीर्घकालेऽपि इवन आफ्टर अ लॉन्ग टाइम न याति विक्रियां सो विक्रिया इज विकार सो इट डज नॉट लीड टू एनी नेगेटिव इफेक्ट्स सो दट विच इज थॉट वेल बिफोर स्पीकिंग एंड बिफोर डूइंग सो इट विल नॉट लीड टू एनी नेगेटिव इफेक्ट तत्र बहवः उपसर्गाः सन्ति सुदीर्घकाल सो फॉर अ वेरी लॉन्ग टाइम इत्यर्थे विक्रिया सो विक्रिया क्रिया विक्रिया सो एक्शन विच इज रॉन्ग विच इज नेगेटिव इन सम वे सो सुचिन्त्य सुविचार्य इत्यत्रापि ल्यबन् ल्यप् प्रत्ययः दृश्यते सो अद्य अत्र समापयामः सर्वान् स्मारयामि अद्य सायंकाले सार्धचतुर्वादने चेन्नईनगरे मण्डवळ्ळी प्रदेशे अस्माकं कार्यक्रमः अस्ति द पवर् आफ् संस्कृत संस्कृतस्य विषये लेक्चर् भविष्यति अस्माकं कार्यस्य विषये अपि ज्ञातुं शक्नुवन्ति अतः ये चेन्नईनगरे वसन्ति कृपया आगच्छन्तु सो आल् आफ् यू शुड् हव् रिसीव्ड् द नोटिस् बै ईमेल् इफ् एनिबडि डस् नाट् know about it yet, please send me an email. I'll send the details. So today evening, please do make it if you are in Chennai. So now, if you have any questions, please ask. Prashnaha santichet pichantu anyatha samapana. Agamya ityapi astiva iti kaschit prashnaha asti. Aam. Yatha uktam agamya agatya iti rupadvayam bhavati. समुदाहरति इत्यस्य कः अर्थः इति पृच्छ्यते. तत्र उपसर्गत्रयमस्ति, सम् उत् आहरति. सो यु हाव् आहरति इस् टु ब्रिङ्ग्, उदाहरति इस् टु एक्साम्पल् टु गिव् एस् एन् एक्साम्पल्. सो समुदाहरति इत्यत्रापि स एव अर्थः, टु गिव् एस् एन् एक्साम्पल्, समुदाहृत्य, सो गिविङ्ग् दिस् एक्साम्पल् इत्यर्थः. Any other questions? So somebody who asked if will the program be recorded for those who live away. See, I think the previous a similar lecture was done in Bangalore, which was recorded and I think which has been uploaded. I'll check it. If possible, we'll record today and upload. I am not yet sure. Okay. So there is one question. Are there rules regarding which upasargas can be used with which dhatu? There are no such rules. On a general thing, you can use all upasargas with all dhatus. So the meaning, it will depend on how it has been used by the earlier usage. So there is no rule which restricts only particular upasargas for particular dhatus. Okay? So actually the Charadeva Shastri Mahodaya has written a multiple volume book called Upasargartha Chandrika, where he gives examples of, for each dhatu, he tells how what are the different meanings which are obtained by, adding different upasargas, how they are used in context, etc. It's a very, very good book, out of print now, but if it is available online, you should have it. It's extremely well researched and, a phenomenal book. Charadeva Shastri was a prolific writer and a very good this one. So he makes a point on how using upasargas, it adds so much beauty and so much of compactness to the language, and he gives lots of examples for each dhatu and each upasarga. He goes on and tells how it can be this one. Okay. So it is called Upasargartha Chandrika by Charudeva Shastri. Okay. So I'll find out if there are any online links. I'll give the links in our website. I'm not sure because I have seen only one volume, actually, a hard copy. I have not seen all the volumes. So, Mimamsu Mahodaya, if you have the link, please send it to me so that I can share it with Charudeva Shastri. Charudeva Shastri was the father of Satyavrata Shastri, who got a Gyanapitha, who is a Gyanapitha awardee in Sanskrit. Satyavrata Shastri, Tasya Pita Charudeva Shastri, an extraordinary scholar. He has written many books which are all of them extremely good. So, sorry, one more question regarding Tva and Lyap. Can the ending verb be a future tense verb? That is, the boy will eat food after reading, after going, after writing. Yes, I think we discussed this in one of the Ktva classes. See, the Purvakala, it does not mean that the Kriya should already have happened. Okay, so, it is just for the series of actions, it happens before the last Kriya. So, we can say, Balakaha Bhuktva Pathitva Likhitva Gachati Gamishyati. So all the things will be assumed to be in the future. Okay, you can have it. So the final thing can be in Bhavishyat Kala or Bhuta or Vartamana. So that is possible. So what the Ktva or Lyap will mean is only that the other Kriyas are happening before the final Kriya. That's all. I can say Likhitva Preshishyami. So I will write and send. So both of them are in the future. But writing will happen before sending. That's all. Any prashnaha? Nanda Kumar Mahoday?
No, in
When there are multiple upasargas are used, the frequency is important in the conveying the meaning. Like for example, samudaharitya and udasamharitya will be different, isn't it?
Yes. So, again, there are no rules as in which upasarga should come first. It is again based on practice. Okay, nobody will say that. I can say that Uda Samhritya is not there at all. It is not used. Okay, Samudaharitya is used. So it is all again, it is based on usage. Which comes first, which comes later. Okay.
I couldn't give a good example, but it definitely changes. Now, for example, some is Samyak. And try prakarshena. So what is samyak? Is it samyak prakarshena or prakarshena samyak may be changing, no?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that makes a difference. I mean, if you change the order, will it make a difference to meaning? I don't think so. It's just they add on and it's not in that particular order. I mean, it's just that the group of upasargas will give you a different meaning. But it is true that you will not use multiple upasargas in, you know, any random order. So, there are established like pratyagachati. So, it is agachati and then prati. So, it is always pratyagachati and not say apratigachati. I mean, that's not there. So, it depends on usage.
Okay, thanks.
Shanti Mohane, Prashna Hasya. You have to unmute yourself.
Ikva and yep. It can be used in future tense also, you just mentioned.
Yes.
When it is ikva, it is after doing. When it is yep, we mean having done.
No. Ikva and yep, there is no difference in meaning.
Okay.
No difference at all. Ikva and yep are the same in meaning. In with reference to meaning, ikva and yep are the same.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
Astu, tarhi samapayamaha. So there is this link. Okay. Gururev gatir gurumeva bhaje gurunaiva sahasmi namo gurave na guroh paramam shishurasmi guror matirasti gurav mama pahi guru. Dhanyavadaha. Agrima varge ktva pratyaya kshamyatam lyap pratyayasya rupani katham bhavanti iti pashyamah.